up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. Well, hey, everybody, it is Katie, and I have a guest here. I have Alyssa Gumto, and if you are not familiar with who Alyssa Gumto is, she is like the guru of all things social media over at Chic Influencer. So if you have been a community member, if you've been a part of the Chic branding experience, if you have been on social media and engaged with Chic Influencer, the page, chances are you already know Alyssa. She's kind of our go-to girl, and so I stole her time today. I was like, hey, by the way, you want to do a podcast with me?
Do you want to spend more time with me this week?
Because we do spend a lot of time together. So I stole some time from her today before we get ready to do our quarterly training for our Chic Branding Experience clients, because I wanted her to just share with you a couple of the top tips that we have found to be true for our Chic Branding Experience clients. We're going to share with you those today in the podcast. But before we dive into that, one thing that we like to do here at Chic Influencer is we like to read the review of the week. And this week, we are hearing from Soy89, who says, I love the podcast, relatable advice. Both Melanie and Katie are both able to connect with audiences no matter what level they are in their business or within their health journeys. I listen to them on the morning commute and can't help but feel so motivated to be better in myself, my business, and for my family. So much valuable information. Often will re-listen to episodes when I'm home. You want to have a motivational morning, listen to this podcast. Well, thank you so much. If you could help us out, we love when you head over to iTunes and you leave a review, because what happens is it allows other people to hear about us, to see us. It helps us be seen on iTunes and just really understand why you can do direct sales done right. And that's really why we're here. But we also like to choose a winner from social media.
Yes.
So you want to share how that all works?
Yeah. So anytime that you are listening to one of the episodes, be sure to tag at Chic Influencer, at Katie Writes Content, and at Melanie Mitro to actually have a chance to win a free mini coaching session with either Katie or Melanie in the DM. So I am super pumped to announce that Karina True is the winner for this episode. So Karina, if you are listening, be sure to hit us up over on Instagram so we can get your free mini coaching session started.
I love it. I love it. And I think we said your name right, but if it is different, because we did go back and forth about this for a couple minutes. So if it is different, please feel free to call us out on social media and let us know. But I look forward to either myself or Melanie giving you a mini coaching session right in the DMs as the winner. So let's actually dive into today's episode. We love, love, love talking all things branding and talking about social media and best practices. And Lord, we have learned a lot, especially over the last year. Mm-hmm. So I should probably just say to kick off this episode, the reason that we decided to come together on this episode is because we're celebrating a pretty big milestone here. And that is Chic Branding Experience has recently onboarded their 100th client.
So crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
100 women that we have helped in really the direct sale, overall, the direct sales industry and helped them really clarify their brand. And so one of the biggest struggles we started to see in the past couple years is that a lot of content creators, especially in direct sales, feel like they are spending countless hours trying to figure out, what do I post? Who am I speaking to? How do I stand out? How do they do this differently? And what we've learned through the Chic Branding Experience is that every person we encounter and every story that we hear and every brand that we help create is so unique. Wouldn't you say? I mean, they're
100%.
Just,
not one of them has been the same.
Yeah. And we work with people who often overlap industry or they sell similar products, whether it's fitness or skincare. Mm. We have never once said these two people should treat their business the same.
No.
or that their client, their ideal client, is the same. Now, of course, there's outliers to that. Mm-hmm. But that is probably the number one thing that I have learned is, and what do I always say at the end?
People are so fascinating.
Yes. Every single call I end, because this is how, when a conversation ends with a client, Alyssa and I stay after to actually discuss, all right, how are we outlining this? What's their template going to look like? Yeah. What do we want to lead with? Mm-hmm. What do we want their brand to be? And every single one of them, I end with, wow, like people are so fascinating. Yeah. Because we are. And I find that most people, they go, I'm just so boring, or I'm just a mom, mm-hmm. or I'm just a fill in the blank with the industry that yep. they're in, or I'm just a wife, I don't really have much. And then as you go into a conversation, mm-hmm. you are like, holy cow, you are actually very fascinating. Yes. Yes. And your story can serve so mm-hmm. many people. We just have to help you figure out how to tell it, right?
100%. Yeah. I feel like we learn something new every single day when we're doing these calls. Because, of course, on social media, you see one thing. But once yeah. you actually get to know someone on a deeper level, especially based on the types of questions that you ask, like yeah. they have to open up and just really share who they are in right. order for us to provide the best services possible through the experience.
Yeah. And we brought this on, I would say about a year ago, right, is when yeah. we brought on the service. And mm-hmm. it's very individualized, so we only serve a very small number mm-hmm. of people monthly. And when we brought on the service last year, I was kind of going back and forth about what I wanted to do, what I wanted it to look like. And I knew that because Alyssa had a handle on how to serve people in direct sales, she had been with us at the time, 4 years, 3 years last year.
Yeah. Last year it had been 3. We're up to almost 4.5 now.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So at the time, like, I knew that she had experience working with a lot of women in the direct sales industry. And I initially said, and we were working with clients individually on media.
Yep.
And one of the biggest struggles we ran into with people on media is they didn't want to be a part of social media. They just really wanted to hand it to us. And we started to go, this isn't yielding results, because mm-hmm. when you are a personal brand or an intentional brand, you have to be so much a part of it, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Mm-hmm. So Alyssa, when you were brought into the Chic Branding Experience, what did you initially think?
So when I initially thought, yes, like absolutely, because back in 2019, I actually came to you and Melanie and I proposed an idea, which ended up being a service called the Chic Your Gram Audit,
yeah.
where basically it was just going through people's Instagram, giving them feedback, but it really wasn't where you had the opportunity to actually like have the call the way yeah. that you and I do. So the way I looked at it through the audit was like, that was the process that I myself needed to go through in order to effectively help you when it came to the branding sure. experience. So it, to me, I just look at the Chic Branding Experience as really just a glow up from
yeah.
excuse me, that initial PDF that yeah. I started with the audit to what it is now today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a really good time to explain what the Chic Branding yes. Experience is. And if you're sitting here listening and going like, I don't know if I need this, we're going to be embedding a lot of tips and strategies in this specific podcast episode. So I want to make sure that you understand when you're listening to this, it isn't just about what we do through the Chic Branding Experience. It really is you saying to yourself, do I need something like this? Would it help me? How much time would I be able to save if I did something like this? So we designed the Chic Branding Experience in 4 phases, which as I'm thinking through it, it's kind of 5 because of the quarter.
Oh, yeah. It's like a freebie.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's 4 phases. And we took the audit that Alyssa did in her auditing process. Mm-hmm. And that's really phase 1 is audit and intake. Mm-hmm. We evaluate what you're doing on social media. We get a handle on what you're doing, mm-hmm. who you're serving. We ask you some pretty in-depth questions. And then we go into phase 2, which is the initial session.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 1-hour consult. It's usually about 1 hour to 1 hour and 10 minutes. With myself and Alyssa, and we walk through just specific, very specific questions to identify your brand and your unique messaging. And then phase 3 is really where you see the deliverables come to light. And that is an optimization call with Alyssa, as well as your PDF. Mm-hmm. You get an extensive 35, 40-page PDF that really helps you understand how to showcase yourself on social media in a way that allows you to market very effectively your offerings. Mm-hmm. And it makes you incredibly unique. You never have to worry about feeling like you're like everybody else or you don't know what you do differently. You know exactly what you do differently. And then the 4th phase of that is actually 1 month of mentorship with Alyssa. And that 1 month of mentorship is to help you actually implement those strategies. And in the show notes, we'll give you the specifics. We'll give you the link to learn more about it. But we knew that when we were offering this service, one of the biggest struggles for clients was the actual implementation.
Yes, 100%.
Right? So this is the biggest difference between just an audit or a quick, like, here's some things you can post about. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody says, can I pick your brain, Katie? Can you give me some ideas?
Yeah. Oh, I have to send you a reel on that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt? But yes. Oh my gosh. It's so good. Yeah.
Yes. So we knew that implementation was the biggest hang up people had, is what they were nervous about. So could you talk to just for a minute on when they get the PDF, what the initial reaction usually is, and then what you do because of it?
Yeah. So initially everyone's super overwhelmed because we can tell everyone until, you know, we're like blue in the face that it's a 35-page PDF, and it really is. And once they get it, they're like, okay, like now what? Because there's so many different, you know, content ideas and just different strategies and things that you can begin implementing. But it's like, okay, like, but what do I do first? So that's where through the optimization call, that's where I'm working individually with the client, going through the PDF step by step, mm-hmm. and really explaining to them, like, let's actually take this section by section instead of sitting here and trying to look it over and then not taking any action at all.
Right.
Because I know I can speak on behalf of Katie and myself that, like, that's what we want to see. We want to be like opening up our email, opening up our DMs, and people saying, hey, like, I got 4 sales because of this one post, or I was able to bring on 3 new team members because of one, you know, post or the story that I did. And I know for me, that's where it brings me the most joy, is seeing those wins, because clients are actually taking action and doing what we're telling them to do, which is to take the action and just go for it and put yourself out there.
Yeah. And neither one of us had any interest in creating a service where people would go, this is a pretty PDF, and then not do anything with it. So for the service, we knew that implementation and support in the implementation was necessary. We knew that. So what I'd love to do now is I'd love to just showcase sort of the experience of what you could expect with the Chic Branding Experience. And I want to introduce you to a client, Daphne. Yes. Daphne came to us and she literally was overwhelmed with this idea of social media. She loved what she was doing. She loved her business, but she didn't really know how to, like, connect the dots, I would say.
Yeah.
Is one of the biggest struggles. Do you remember, like, one of her struggles, like what she specifically had?
She, in particular, she loves spending, like, time outdoors, and a big part of her and her brand was really just spending time with family.
Yeah.
I remember she even was, like, telling us a story where her daughter purposely goes to her school only 4 days a week so that her husband and her daughter can actually go and enjoy and explore where they live and other places the other 3 days.
Right.
So she really was looking for a way to bridge the gap between, okay, how can I speak to the other moms just like me who want that, but also tie in what I'm doing through my direct sales business. And in her case, it was the health and wellness, you know, business.
Sure.
So really just bridging the gap between the two and making her the expert, when it's like, hey, you can live a lifestyle where you're spending time with your family, you're spending time outdoors in nature, going on hikes, going to different national parks, sailing, you know, going on boat, like boating adventures. They love doing those things and still take care of yourself. So that regardless of how old you are and what age you are, you can still be there and be, you know, the best wife and mom possible for your family.
And so I want to play for you a clip of what it's like to experience the Chic Branding Experience and go into it. Let's go ahead and roll that. What made you decide, like, it's time to invest in the Chic Branding Experience?
How many hours do you have? No, just kidding.
Okay, got it. Love it. Love it.
So I, the truth is that I felt like the last couple of years I've been in this limbo place. So when I started my Shackley business 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I started with momentum unexpectedly. I invited some friends to look at the business with me. We went to a meeting and I was already, like, in, had been using products. Mm. And at the time they had a different business structure, et cetera, et cetera. But some friends joined with me that night and I, like, not was successful overnight, but started my business really strong and started as Happy Healthy Mama. So it was this group of women. We all had kids about the same age, and Happy Healthy Mamas kind of became our identity. Mm-hmm. And then over time, I've been working with moms, but also just working with busy women. Okay. And so Happy Healthy Mamas was a great brand, but we were trying to kind of like lean away from the Happy Healthy Mamas brand. And at that point, a couple of the women that were alongside me dropped back, as they always do in direct sales.
Yeah.
And so each of us kind of went on and created our own identities. And so at that point, that is where the freedom, flexibility, purpose came from. But I feel like my identity is such, it's a mess. Like there's a little bit here, a little bit there. There's old throwbacks of Happy Healthy Mamas. I'm Daphne Booth. I'm, you know, like depending on where I'm at. And so I've worked with my upline and I've like asked all the Shackley questions of what's the best angle for running a Shackley business? Like, do I want to just be Daphne Booth? Does that make the most sense? Because I mean, ultimately I'm in it to make my business successful. And so I want to have a clearer focus, a clearer like boundaries to my brand. Whereas right now I just feel like it's whatever is being thrown at the wall to see what sticks. And so I've been in this space for probably 2 years and I've been following you guys. And when I got the email about this branding session, I was like, I need to make the investment because I'm really tired of being in this place where I don't know. And frankly, I need an expert to help me navigate what makes the most sense for me. Done all of the tools and resources in my toolkit.
Yeah.
To figure it out. I'm tapped out with my ability to understand what to do next.
Yes. Okay. So I'm so excited because we are here to help. Hi, like we're the professionals. And I can tell you from experience that not two of them are the same. No one is. There is no one should approach their direct sales business exactly alike. So the good news is we're going to give you some clarity today. The better news is it's going to be refining. It's a skill. It's something that you're going to work on. All right. So as you can see from Daphne's experience, she was definitely a little bit nervous going into it, which is very, very normal because most people don't know what to expect from the Chic Branding Experience. And we do tailor very specific questions that are geared towards the specific client. So it's so much of it is just, I cannot emphasize this enough. It's such a unique experience for each person. And I loved working with Daphne throughout this session. You can hear us prompting, or you would have heard us prompting specific questions to help her find those unique passions, as well as her extensive knowledge, especially with nature and of the outdoors, and link it back to what she sells. So I also think it's important that we play the clip of what she thought immediately after the session. Let's go ahead and roll that. How do you feel?
So Francine was like, don't worry about it. Just have the conversation with Katie and Alyssa. And she's like, afterwards, it's going to feel like a therapy session.
Did it feel a little like that?
But it, I mean, there's therapy in saying it out loud. And the questions that you've asked are just fascinating because I don't feel like I'm doing my story any justice on my social media. And so talking about some of those pieces out loud is therapeutic and it feels good. My brain is swirling. I have a blank piece of paper right here and I'm probably going to fill it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it feels good to kind of get it out there and I'm excited.
I don't know about you, but every time I listen to that, I get chills because Daphne was just, she was just so mind blown with like the specific questions. Yes. And then you and I got to work, right?
Yes, immediately. And I think that's what's really cool. And what I really want to emphasize is this isn't a cookie cutter process.
Absolutely.
Like I love when people tell us, I thought this was just going to be like a template. You just, you know, plugged and chugged in my thing and here you go.
No.
We do not take that approach, even with the questions. I mean, yes, we have a template that we follow, but let's be real. There are so many times where you're just asking them questions that aren't even on the template. And I'm just going with it because I was like,
during the session, you mean?
Yeah, yep. Because we need those types of questions.
Yeah.
The more that people, you know, the more that you get out of people. And that's really where we are able to like execute this process the way that we do and just surprise people with the approach that we take. And then really them opening up the PDF and being like, oh, snap, like this isn't just a plug and chug. Like this is actually like my user manual for me and my business.
Absolutely. And that's why even after the session, as Alyssa and I get to work on the PDF, it takes us a good 5 to 7 days, business days, to really create your extensive brand, your PDF. Because it's so customized to who you are as an individual, not just what you sell. And that's so important when you are building an intentional brand, a personal brand with direct sales. And so what I would love to do is just kind of walk you through what you can expect after the experience. And again, this is work. What we create, what Alyssa and I create for you in the PDF is meant to be you going, all right, I'm ready to get to work. And so we absolutely cannot guarantee results because that work is on you. But what we can guarantee is that we'll be there, especially for those first 30 days after you get the PDF, to really begin implementing, tweaking, adjusting, and continuing on. So I'd love for them to hear from Susie.
Yes.
So Susie is a customer in skincare business.
Yes.
And she came to us with some pretty unique needs. And she was also in a place where she had completed a business. She was kind of closing the doors on a business. And so her brand was really built on another business. And she was coming into the skincare industry and she needed that transition to take place. So let's go ahead and roll that footage too.
Hi guys. I just wanted to pop on really quickly and tell you about my amazing experience that happened after working with the Chic Branding Experience. I had my initial meeting. I got my PDF back about a week later. And pretty crazy, I did my first post about some sleep supplements that my company offers. And I had four sales the day that I published it. And then the sales have been trickling in since then. And I think I've gotten a total of, I think, 7 or 8 sales now, just in the matter of a couple of days. And it was just from little tweaks that I learned from my experience with Katie. And I'm, you know, just in the very beginning stages. I mean, we just went through this process last week. So I just got my PDF and I'm working through it. But it was little things like, you know, how to respond and how to be a servant, you know, helping my customer. I'm putting it in the, you know, I'm helping my customers rather than trying to sell them products, right? So I'm actually identifying a problem that they have, and then I'm helping them work through that problem and then using some of the products that my company offers. So it has been amazing. I'm super excited to see where this goes, because if this is just the first week, even my upline, they're all like, what are you doing? What is going on over there? So super excited, and I can't wait to see where this goes.
I cannot believe that she literally got 8 sales from one post.
I know. One post,
like that's it.
Yeah.
And she had just gotten her PDF. Like she didn't even get to dive in and really read through everything else. Just one post.
And I love this story because it's actually not that far off. Many of our clients will say, I don't know what happened. Like I actually got people to respond or to engage or to purchase or to ask questions. And that's what we're going for, because we aren't really that concerned about growing your following as much as we're helping you really grow your sales. Like, and they aren't the same. They aren't necessarily the same. And we've worked with clients who have well over 170,000 followers. Yes. And then we have people who are at 70. They're just starting off in the space. And so I want to acknowledge that it doesn't really matter where you are right now. Our job is to help you uniquely figure out where you want to go. And I also want to say too, that throughout the first month that you are working with Alyssa, she is helping you tailor what you see in the PDF. So I'm sure that you can speak to, if you want to take a couple of minutes to just talk about like, well, what happens if the PDF that we created isn't quite seeing, I'm not getting the results. How does that mentorship look?
So that's where I just really get honest with the client, have them share with me, you know, what are they doing on their end? What posts are they doing? What types of conversations that they're doing? So I can really troubleshoot with them. For example, this honestly just happened yesterday. Someone sent me a message and they said, Alyssa, you know, I'm not getting anyone to sign up for one of the services that I offer. And it's a free service that clients can sign up for before they actually learn more about the products. And I said, well, have you been talking about it in your stories? No. Have you made a post about it recently? No. I said, okay, well then here's what I want you to do. Here's your homework assignment. For the next 3 days, I want you to show up consistently in stories, talking about it, guiding people to that link to get people to sign up. Then after those 3 days are over, let's have a conversation again, reevaluate. Okay, what story set did really well? How many signups did we get from that? What post did really well? Did we get any signups from that?
Yeah.
Because again, you have to be willing to A, be honest with me with like what is and isn't working so that I can give you honest feedback and say, hey, like, here's what I need you to do so that we can then look at the tangible proof and say, did this work? And if it didn't, let's tweak it again and go on to the next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that about Alyssa because she can check your blind spots.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times we, and you even call them out. You have no problem saying, hey, you haven't posted in a couple of days, or I noticed that you shared this post, mm-hmm. but I think that this one would be more effective. So if you are somebody who's like right away going, I need someone to actually gut check me and to make sure that I am accountable, that is what Alyssa does. And I'd love for you to, if you can, to share just a testimonial about what it's like to work with you.
Yeah, so this is from Dawn, and I love Dawn, and this is what she has to say. She says, I am not a social media whiz or creative content planner. Good thing Alyssa Gumto is. In my 30 days of mentorship with Alyssa, she has helped me with captivating captions, concise content, and strong calls to action. Mm. She is my sounding board when I feel stuck or unsure about my content. She's a true talent in the social media field, and I have learned so much from her on how to level up my social media content. But the best part of working with Alyssa is she is there every step of the way, answering questions, giving advice, and cheering you on to be the confident content creator you always wanted to be.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And I love Dawn. She's so wonderful. She was so coachable. And that's a huge part of the Chic branding experiences. You have to be just absorbing the information that we provide and willing to practice and tweak it and adjust it. And that's exactly why we designed it. But we don't want to leave you hanging without some of our best tips and practices that we teach within the Chic branding experience. So let's actually walk them through these tips. So the first one that I want to share is when you say to yourself, I am boring, or I really don't know what to post, or I don't know what to share, I want you to realize that you are completely unique in how you should be approaching the business. And one of the first things that you want to say to yourself is, why am I actually doing this work? Why does it matter to me? And then root it back to, what am I passionate about? What am I have extensive knowledge in? And then ultimately, how can I lead that back to sales? That really helps you identify your USP, your unique sharing proposition. It helps you figure out how you can do it differently than somebody else in the industry. And when you figure this out, nobody can touch you. Like, there is just, you are untouchable in terms of just being unique in the industry. And that's really what we want you to learn is you are. You already are. You might just not know exactly what it is that makes you unique.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give them number two.
Okay, number two, we want to make sure that your story does matter. I mean, I feel like we literally sound like a broken record.
All the time.
We've said it for years. Yes, your story does matter, but the way it really matters is by making sure that you're involving three key marketing content strategies. So, Katie, you always do a phenomenal job at explaining this. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
What does brand awareness like actually mean? Like, what type of content does that look like?
Yeah. So brand awareness is when you are positioning yourself as an expert in the industry. And you might be going, well, I'm not an expert yet. Well, you're one step ahead of where somebody else is. So brand awareness is how you create just different content where people go, I want a little bit of what she serves, or she's already value adding. She's already showcasing what she has to offer. So when she does pitch, it's not awkward. So brand awareness is really about identifying what makes you unique and repeating that over and over.
Okay, I'll take the next one because this is my personal favorite. Engagement content. What I love about this content is we're not necessarily focused on how many people are signing up or how many people are sending me messages because they want to partner with me or join me through the business opportunity, or they want to buy the products that I'm endorsing. It's really like adding value and using your call to actions in a way to actually get people to take action and ultimately engage with your content. So this can look like encouraging people to save your post. Are you giving them tips in a carousel post? Let's make sure that we're telling them to save the content for future reference, because that too shows Instagram that, hey, Katie's gonna come back to Alyssa's content, which means more time on the Instagram app for Katie.
And it's not just likes either.
No,
right?
That's why I didn't even say that. Because that to me, again, had another conversation with a client last week, gets so caught up in her likes. And I said, no. I said, can you read me your insights? And she's like, well, this had 155 saves. I said, yep, you're crushing it. Let's focus on that, not the likes.
Yeah.
Another thing too is like shares. Every Friday, if you follow Katie, and if you don't, I don't know what you're doing, but she does her Friday Funnies post. Sole purpose of that is to increase the shares and ultimately increase the number of eyes on her feed.
Yep. Yeah. And then the third one is really just sales content. Mm-hmm. If people won't know that you're open for business if you don't talk about the business. And there's a way to do it in a classy way. And of course, in the PDF, we reveal a lot of how you do that. So whether it's in your stories or in your grid, you want to be talking about your sales as well. And then I just want to give you the third tip. And this is kind of an unlikely tip, but investing in the chic branding experience literally isn't for everybody. No. And I think a lot of people, if you just want a PDF and you want somebody to tell you what to do, but you don't really have the capacity to implement it, it is not going to be effective. So I want you to know that this service is for people who want to raise their brand awareness. They're incredibly coachable. They want to see how to convert their followers to buyers. So we aren't interested in just teaching you how to grow an account. We want to teach you how to convert people over to consumers or team members. Mm-hmm. And that's really where we yield results. And that's really what we get most excited about. So I like to end every episode with a testimonial. So I think it would be a great opportunity for us to showcase a chic branding experience testimonial. And that is from Megan. Megan says, the chic branding experience was so good. Gave me so much clarity. I feel like my posts almost write themselves now. And then the truth bomb of the week is followers do not equate to sales. If you want to see an increase in your sales, you want to make sure that you invest in the chic branding experience if and only if you are ready to get to work. You guys, thank you so much. Alyssa, thank you for joining us on the Sales Done Right podcast this week. We will see you next time. And make sure you head over to the show notes for more information, testimonials, examples of why this might be a unique experience for you.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.